Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra Daf Vav. We'll begin at the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara has a suffix over there. Yiboy Lahu Tovoy La'achar Zman V'amr Lai Peraticha B'toich Zman Imahu Mi Aminan B'mokam Chazoka Aminan Mali L'shaker Idumo B'mokam Chazoka Lo Aminan Mali L'shaker. The Gemara has a shayla, is the Levi believed with a migu in the case where the mava was tevehim after the Zman, and if the Levi would have claimed that I paid you back after the Zman had passed already, the Levi would have been Nemon. However, the Levi did not say that, rather he said, I was parei atoich Zman. The Gemara has a shayla according to the Shita of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that a person is not believed to say that I was parei atoich Zman. There's a chazaka in adam parei atoich Zman, right? However, the Gemara has a suffix in the case where the Levi has a migu. In the case where the Mava came to collect after the Zman had passed already, so the Leiva could have said, I paid you yesterday, which was also after the Zman had passed. In that case, he would have been Nemon. Now that he's claiming that he paid before the Zman passed, he has a Migu. And the question is, do we say Migu b'mokem chazaka? Now we'll begin with the Taisvis on Daf Hei, which we didn't get to in the previous year. The Taisvis in Dibar Maschel Ubab is Manoi, which starts at the bottom of Hei Omed Aleph. The case over there, where Shlokesh and Abayin Rava argue, Taisus apparently had a girsa in the Gemara, Hakaveh Zman Lechaveroi Ubob Zmanoi, Vamar Praticho Toich Zmani. Taisus' girsa in the Gemara is that the Mava came at the Zman, meaning the day that the Zman finished, he came to be Taveh his Chayv, and the Leiva claimed that he paid Toich Zmanoi. That was the girsa that Taisus had. Now Taisus over there begins by saying the case has to be talking about that there were Edom who saw the Halva. If there were Edom that saw the Halva, then the Leiva has a Migu. He could have denied the whole thing. And furthermore, Taisus adds, the Edom are saying that we know that this halva had a kvias zman, because as Taisus writes in the previous Dibar Maschel, in the case of a stam halva, even though stam halva is shleishimim, in that case, Rosh Lakish would be maskim that a person would be believed to say that he paid toich zmanoi, the chazaka does not apply by a stam halva. Therefore, in the next Taisus, he says, the case has to be talking about that there were Edom who say that we know that this halva had a kvias zman, because otherwise the Leiva would have a migu. He's telling us that there was a kvias zman, but he paid toich zmanoi, he should be believed to say, if I wanted to lie, I could have claimed that the halva never had a kvias zman, and then it would have been believed. So in both of these cases, either in a case where there are no edom at all on the halva, so he has a migu of lehayu dvar ma'ilam, or in a case where the edom didn't say that there was a kvias zman, also there's a migu, he could have claimed that it was a stam halva. And since the Gemara at the bottom of Hayam Midbeis, which we just saw, has a suffix about Migu B'mokem Chazaka, therefore Taisus says, obviously the case that Abaye and Rava and Reish Lakish were talking about was a case where he didn't have a Migu. It was talking about a case where there were Edom who saw the Halva, and they know that this Halva did have a Kviyas Zman. Now later on in the same Taisus, he asks a question, he says, V'im Taimar, Mikol Mokem Nifshek Mihocha D'Loy Amina Migu, D'Iboy Omar Praticha Ata. As we said, according to Taisus' Girsan, the Gemara, the Mava was Bob Zmanoi, he came on the day which the Halva was due. Taisus asks, even in this case, there should be a Migu. The Leiva could have claimed that I paid you today, I just paid you right now. In that case, the Leiva would be believed. Taisus B'Hemshech quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Ovid Inyash Tepara B'Yoyim Edemishlam Zimnei. People do pay on the actual due date of the Halva. If so, Taisus asks, in the case of Bob Zmanoi, Reish Lakish says that if the Leiva claims I paid you Toich Zmanoi, the Leiva is not believed, it's muchach that a Migu does not help against this Chazaka, because every case of Bava Zmanoi, he also has a Migu, he could have said I paid you today, still the din is that according to Reish Lakish, he's not believed to say that I paid you Toich Zmanoi. If so, Taisus asks, where is the Gemara Shaila at the bottom of the Omud? On this, Taisus answers and he says, even though Enech Nami, there is a Gemara Bava Metzia which says, Ovid Inish Tepara B'yam Ed Mishlam Zimnei, therefore, if he would have claimed that I paid you today, he would have been Nemon. Mikol Mokam Taisus says, Ein Zem Migu, D'Loi Chotif Inish Lameimar Praticha Hayoim. Avon Rogel Hu Lameimar Praticha Esmo V'Shachachta. For the Leiva to lie and claim that I paid you today, when he knows that he really didn't pay him today, that already would be a chutzpah. And the klal is that Amigu Dehoza you don't say. Amigu that if I would have been a liar, I could have said a different taina which I would have won with, if that other taina would have required a ha'oza, then it's not a valid Migu. Therefore, Taisus says that in this case you don't have a migu. If it's Baba Yema de Mishlam Zimne, so Enecham, if he would have claimed that I paid you today, he would have been Neman. Still, in this case, where he's claiming that he paid before the Zman is over, and we want to say that he should be believed with a migu, The Loiv is telling us that if I'm a liar, I would have said a different lie, which I would have been believed. I would have said a lie that I paid you today. That Taina would require more chutzpah. To claim that I paid you today and you forgot is more of a hazard than claiming that I paid you on a previous day and you forgot. Therefore, in this case, where he's claiming that he paid Teichz Manoy, he wants to be believed with me, who I could have said that I paid you today. Since the Taina of paying today requires more ha'aza, therefore it's not a good migu. Now, number of Rechonim, the Tumim and Simen Ayin Ches, Sifkot and Ches, the Ktois also in Simen Ayin Ches, and Sifkot and Hey, and many other Rechonim as well, they ask a catch on this Tosfos, that Kaputa Migu Dehaza does help L'inyin Mamin. That which we find in the beginning of Bab Metzia, that Migu Dehaza we don't say, that's the pattern from Meshvua, but L'inyin Mamin, Migu Dehaza does help. They could write to this is from the Gemara later on in the Masechta on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara over there has a case. Hanu Izi the Ochlu Chushla Binarda. Reuven's goats went into someone else's property, Shimon, and the goats ate barley which was there. And Shimon and Izik, he grabbed the goats. And the Gemara says, he's believed to say how much barley was eaten, even if he's claiming that it was a very large amount. He's believed up to the value that the goats themselves are worth. Because he has a migu, he could have said that the izim themselves are mine, I bought them off of Reuven. And the Rishayim say clearly this is a migu da ha'oza. This definitely requires a great level of chutzpah to claim that I bought your goats off you. The person himself knows that he didn't sell them. And still the Gemara is mavur that we say a migu da ha'oza. From this Gemara, the Rishayim bring a raya that migu da ha'oza helps l'inyin mamin, even though it does not help l'inyin shvua. This is the kasha that Achayim ask on Tosfos. And a number of Achayim, the Tumim, the Nesivis, they answer that Tosfos does not mean to say that we never say a migu da ha'oza, rather specifically in this case, where it's a migu keneged the chazaka of Eidah Nampreya Teich Zmanoy. And what Tosfos means to say is that even though the Gemara has a suffix about migu b'makim chazaka, if however the migu is a migu da ha'oza and it's up against the chazaka, then surely the migu will not help. And therefore in this case, where the Loiv is claiming that I paid Teich Zmanoy, which is against the chazaka of Ein Adam Pereya Teich Zmanoy, and he wants to be believed with the migu, he could have said that I paid today, and that migu would require ha'oza. And that's what Tosfos means to say, that a migu da ha'oza b'makim chazaka, that migu will not help. And the truth is, I'm trying to point out that the Lashon of the Ran is actually like this. He says al derech Tosfos that this is a migu da ha'oza, but he adds that it's a migu keneged chazaka. When a migu da ha'oza is keneged chazaka, then the migu will not help. And Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Yurim in Eis Chav Zayin, he quotes this Ran, and based on this is one of his rayos to his famous Yisoid, how to understand migu. Rabbi Chanan's chakira is, what is the pshat in the Yisoid of migu? Is the pshat that it's an emonus? It's a reason to believe the person, mali l'shaker. If he'd have wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. It's a reason to believe his taina. Or Rabbi Chanan says, maybe we should understand that migu is something else. It's a koyach ha-taina. It's not that it's a reason why he wouldn't have lied. Rather, the pshat is any time a person could have said a different taina. And if he would have said that taina, he has nemonus. So we give him the koyach for that other taina which he could have said, even though he's not actually saying that taina. In other words, he could have said taina A, which would have won him the din taira. Therefore, even if he says taina B, still, the din is that he has that same koyach, he can win the din taira the same way he could have won if he would have said the other taina. Rabbi Chanan has a number of rayos. The migu is not simply how we understand that it's a mali l'shaker, a reason to believe him, rather it's also a koyach ha-taina. This is how Rabbi Chanan proves l'maisa that there are two types of migus, both of them are true. There's a migu of koyach ha-taina and there's a migu of mali l'shaker. And based on this, Rabbi Chanan explains that's how we can understand the Tosfos and the Ran. He explains that which we find the chilek, that a migu da ha'oza does help to pater from mamon, but it does not help to pater from shvua. The pshat is because koyach ha'taina is a concept that a person can win a certain din taira over mamonis. If he could have won this din taira by a different taina, even if he doesn't actually say that taina, he still has a koyach to win based on the taina which he could have said. However, to pater from a shvua, Rabbi Chanan explains, there the din is that once a person is mechuyev a shvua, that batsim is a chiyuv to be mevar that what he's saying is true. For example, if he has an eid echad saying against him, or if he's a moedah b'miktas, these are reasons to be chayshet that maybe he's really not saying the truth. And the Torah was mechayev him to back up his claim in order to pater himself. He has to make a shvua. So Einich Nami, if he would have a good migu, so that would also prove that what he's saying is true, and he would be pater from a shvua. If, however, the only migu that he has is a migu da ha'oza, the other thing is that the migu da ha'oza does not pater himself from a shvua. Rabbi Chanan explains because in order to pater from a shvua, the type of migu which is a koyach ha-taina, that does not help over here. A koyach hatana can pater from mominis, but it cannot back himself up to pater him from his shua. The only migu that would help is a migu of mali l'shaker, which would prove that what he's saying is true, and a migu da also does not have the mali l'shaker aspect. The pshat of mali l'shaker is that if I would have been a lawyer, I could have said a different lie. In a case where we have a reason why you would not have wanted to say the other lie, like in this case, because the other lie requires more of a oza, so he loses his whole mali l'shaker, his migu doesn't help anything, it doesn't prove that what he's saying is true. That's what Rabbi Chanan explains why a migu the haza works for mammon and not for shua. It works for mammon because you still have the koyach hatayna aspect. Despite the fact that he wouldn't have wanted to say it because it requires more ha'aza, you don't have the mali l'shaker aspect, but you still have a koyach hatayna since l'maisa, he could have said the other taina, even though it would require more chutzpah, but l'maisa he had that option. As long as he did have that option available, so he had the koyach hatayna aspect of the migu, that would be enough to pater him from the mammonis. However, if he needed to make a shua, the migu da'aza, which doesn't have any mali l'shaker in it, that cannot pater him from a shvua. If so, based on this, Rabbi Chanan explains, we can now understand what is the pshat in the Ran, as we're suggesting, that's what Tosfos means to say as well. And that is, the Gemara's suffix about migu b'mokam chazaka, what is stronger, is the migu stronger or the chazaka stronger? Rabbi Chanan explains that the tzad, that the migu would help against the chazaka, it would only be the type of migu, which is mevar, that what he's saying is true, a migu of mali l'shaker. A migu of koyach hatayna would not work over here, it would not work against the chazaka. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan explains, that's what Tosfos and the Ran mean to say. And even though b'derech klal, a migu da'aza does help l'inyan mamonis, the pshat is because even though migu da'aza does not have a mali l'shaker aspect, but still l'inyan mamonis, it's enough that it has the koyach hatayna. Mashenkin over here, when it's up against the chazaka, when you have to have a migu which is mevar, that what he's saying is true, you have to have the mali l'shaker aspect, and that you don't have by a migu da'aza. That's what Tosfos and the Ran mean to say over here, that migu da'aza would not work. In other words, it's the tziruf, the combination of both factors. Firstly, that it's a migu da'aza, so you don't have the mali l'shaker aspect of migu. And secondly, that it's up against the chazaka, even on the tzad that a migu does help against chazaka, which is the suffix of the Gemara, but then it would definitely have to be the type of migu which is mali l'shaker, and that you do not have by a migu da'aza. This is known as the famous Yisayt of Rabbi Chanan in the Klolim of Migu, and this is one of his Ikarayas from the Tosfos and the Ran in our sugya. Now we'll continue on back to the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara's Shaila about Migu b'mokam chazaka. Again, we're talking about the case of Tavay la'achar Zman, not like the previous case of B'yoymed de Mishlam Zimni, rather the Zman already had passed a while ago. Here in this case, the Leiva definitely has a Migu. He could have said that I paid you back la'achar Zman. However, he claimed that he paid back Toicha Zman. And the Gemara's Safik according to Reish Lakish is, do we say that on one hand he's going against the chazaka of Ein Adam Pereir B'Toich Zmanoi, therefore he should not be Neman? Or do we say that he is Neman because L'maisa he does have a Migu? Now the Chedusha Rav Nochum is Meirich to explain what exactly is the Yisoid of the Shaila of the Gemara, and he quotes the Lashon of Rashi at the top of Vav Amid Aleph. The Lashon of Rashi in Dibur Maschel Eidilma is, Kiva D'Muchsik Lon De Ein Adam Pereir B'Toich Zmanoi, La'aminan B'mokam Dika Chazaka D'Mer L'Diburei, Mali l'shaker ulehem mua. Rashi explains the suffix is, do we say that since there's a chazaka that ain't adam perei b'teich zmanoi, therefore one who claims that he was perei b'teich zmanoi, he's mari l'diburei, he weakens his words, his taina is deficient. In a case where he was mari l'diburei, do we still say amigu of mali l'shaker ulehem nuhu, should we still believe him with amigu? And Rachim explains that the suffix according to Rashi is, not what is stronger, is the migu stronger or is the chazaka stronger? But the shaila is, can a migu help in this case? V'derech klal a migu is in a case where a person has a taina, which is a valid taina, just it's not strong enough for him to win the din Torah, the migu could help to boost his taina and then he'll win. However, in this case, Rashi explains, the whole taina, the taina of parati b'toich zmanoi, that's a taina which is mari l'diburei, we have strong suspicions, and we don't accept that taina at all, maybe a taina which is not accepted cannot be boosted by a migu. You have to start off with a valid taina, and then the migu can help him further. If it's not a taina b'chlal, then a migu does not help. This is how Rav Nochum explains the suffix of the Gemara, migu b'mokam chazaka. It's not a question which is stronger, rather the question is the whole concept of migu shaykh in this case, where the whole taina is a taina of mari l'diburei. Now Rav Nochum contrasts this with the lashon of Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Vav. There the Gemara also has a question about migu b'mokam chazaka. Tosfos by us on Daf Hei Amud Beis at the bottom, he compares that Gemara to our sugya. L'maisa Tosfos says the two sugyas are not related, and Tosfos over there in Yevamos as well also discusses
whether that sugya in Bava Basra is related to that sugya in Yevamos. But Hakapanim, when Tosfos quotes our Gemara, the way he explains the suffix of Migu Mokam Chazaka, we see a clear difference between the Rashi that we just mentioned. Rashi says, the suffix is, does a Migu help when the Chazaka is married to Dibure, it ruins his Taina. Can a Migu help to boost a Taina which is not a valid Taina? The Lashon of Tosfos over there in Yevamos is different. He says, the suffix of the Gemara by us is, Iosi Mali Lishaker Umarilo Lechazaka. Is the Migu able to be married to detract and ruin the Chazaka? And Rachma explains that what Tosfos means to say is that according to the Shita of Reish Lakish, Chazaka ain't Adam Perei B'Toich Zmanai, that will be a reason why the Malfa would win over the Leiva. The question is, if the Leiva has a Migu, can it take away from the Chazaka? Can this Migu of Mali Lishaker tell us that although B'Derech Klal a person will not pay before this man, here obviously it was different. Once the Leiva has a Migu, he has a Mali Lishaker, we assume that what he's saying is true. If he wouldn't have learned to law, he would have said a different lie. Akarchach, this person is different than other people, he's not the norm, and he did pay even B'Toich the Zman. That's how Tosfos understands the Shaila. Is the Migu, the Mali Lishaker, strong enough to tell us that the Chazaka is not foolproof, and this person is an exception? And Menachem suggests that perhaps it's a Machoikis in the Girsa of the Gemara, the Girsa that we have by us, Idilma B'Mokim Chazaka Le'aminan Mali Lishaker. That's Mavur al-Derech L'Rashi by us. The suffix of the Gemara is that since there's a Chazaka which is married to Dibure, maybe we won't say Omigu. Mashen Kein Tosfos over there in Yevamos, he was Geris. Mia Minan B'Mokim Chazaka Aminan Mali Lishaker. Idilma Le'osi Mali Lishaker Umar L'Chazaka, which is a similar Girsa to the Gemara over there in Yevamos. According to the Girsa of Tosfos, the Pshat would be different as Ramachem explains. The whole suffix of the Gemara is, do we say that the Migu could be Ma'ar the Chazaka, could shake up the Chazaka and show that the Chazaka is not foolproof? In some cases, a person does pay, even B'Toich HaZman. And Rachman goes on to prove that Tosfos by us as well, in the bottom of Hayam and Beis, Dibur Maschel Mi Aminon, Tosfos over here is also Mavur al Derech the Tosfos in Yevamos. Tosfos in the second half of the Dibur Maschel compares our Gemara's child of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka to two other Gemaras, one Gemara which we just mentioned in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tezvov, but he also wants to compare it to Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about a case, Heicha de Mursuklon de Islei Achim. We know that Reuven has brothers, and we don't know of Reuven having any sons, and therefore the assumption is that if Reuven will die, his wife will fall to Yibam, to Reuven's brother Shimon, and Reuven comes and his Mechadash, he tells us that really he does have sons. And the question is whether he has Nemonis to pater his wife from Yibam. And the Gemara over there says, L'chair, this is a question of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka. He has a Migu because if he wants to pater his wife from Yibam, he has another way of doing it, he's still alive, he could give her a get, that would pater her from Yibam when he dies. But he doesn't want to give a get, he wants to be believed to say that he has sons. And the Gemara says, this is a question of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka. Now Tosfos over here by us suggests that this seems to be the same suffix which the Gemara has by us. The Maisa Tosfos says, L'idomi Klal, there definitely is a difference between the two cases. And Menachem says, what did Tosfos understand in this Kasha? How is he comparing our case of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka to the case over there in Kedushin of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka? If we understand Al Derech L'Shita of Rashi, like Rashi explains, the suffix is, can a Migu help in the case where a person's Taina was not a good Taina at all on its own? Can the Migu help to boost his Taina? So this is only like a case by us where his Taina is that I paid Toich Zmanoi, that's something which is not reasonable, the Taina on its own would not be worth anything, therefore the one would have a suffix, can a Migu help? Over there, in that case of the Migu B'Mokam Chazaka, that which the father says I have sons is not something, is not a type of Taina which is worthless, we don't have a strong reason to disbelieve him, although up until this point we didn't know of him having any sons. However, when he tells us that he actually did have sons, there's no reason to assume that he's lying. Clearly over there the Gemara's suffix was, does the Migu help to be mitzi from the Becheskas, from the assumption that which we assumed until now that she would be Mechiv in Yibam, can the Migu help to pater her from Yibam? Clearly this has no Shaykhus at all to the suffix by us, the way Rashi learned that Gemara, the way Rashi learned that the suffix is, can a Migu help on a Taina which is not a good Taina? What is the comparison? How does Tosfos even have a Havamina to compare our case of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka to the case in Kedushin? From here, Menachem says, is a raya that Tosfos by us also holds a derech the Tosfos in Yevamos, a different understanding in the suffix of the Gemara of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka. According to Tosfos, the suffix of the Gemara is, and as we said, this is a different girsa in the Gemara, Tosfos was Geiris, Mi Aminan Osam Ali Lishaker Umar Lechazaka, Idoma Loyosim Ali Lishaker Umar Lechazaka. The question is the Migu strong enough to say that the Chazaka is weakened over here, despite the fact that usually people do not pay Toich Zman, when a person comes with Amigu, Amali Lashaker, that can weaken the Chazaka and say that he's different and he did pay Taych Lizman. If so, we can understand that Taisis wants to originally compare the Migu in Ersig of being Mar Lechazaka to the Migu in Kedushin being Mar Lechazaka. Over there, the Chazaka was the assumption that until now she was Mechuyev in Yibum, and now the Baal husband wants to come and say that she's Potter from Yibum. Originally, Taisis held maybe this would be the same Suffolk. Is a Migu strong enough to be Mar Lechazaka? On that, Taisis says, Lei Dami, it's not a good comparison, and the Pshat is because the Chazakas are different types of Chazakas. Over there, Chazaka just means to maintain the status quo. It's not that we really believe, not that we have a svar to believe that he didn't have any children, rather we just didn't know of him having any children. Then the suffix is, can the Migu go against the Chazaka, the Becheskas, that which we assumed until now? Now Shenkin over here, Taisus says, it's a different suffix. Here the Migu is going up against the Chazaka of Teva HaAdam, human nature, that a person does not pay Teich Zman. It's really a reason to believe that he didn't pay. Here the Gemara's suffix is the Mali L'Shaker able to be Mare that Chazaka? This is how Rav Nachum explains the Shakla V'Tayya of Taisus, but again, if Taisus would have learned Al Derech Rashi, then there clearly would be no Havamina to compare the two Sugis. One could take a look at Rav Nachum over there. There's an Ois Kuf Chof. He's Merech about the Shita of Taisus, and he explains why Taisus' Kashas would not be difficult according to the Shita of Rashi in the Sugya. A Kopana, to get back to the Gemara, after the Gemara asks the Shaila about Migu B'Mokam Chazoka, the Gemara tries to bring a Rai from the Mishnah. And the Gemara goes through the same Shakla V'Tayya which we saw in Daf Hei Omid Beis. Obviously, these Amiraim were not aware of the Shakla V'Tayya earlier in Daf Hei Omid Beis. That Shakla V'Tayya was discussing the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava and Reish Lakish. Here in Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the Amiraim were assuming like Reish Lakish, which is how we paskin la halacha, that a person is not eminent to say that he paid Toich Zmanoi. And the first Gemara wants to bring a right from the Reisha. Ad Arba Amos, the din is Eretz Becheskas Shenosan, Ach Yavi Raya Sheloi Nosan. The Gemara says, Al-Karcha, the case cannot be talking about that the Tzvi was La'achar Zman, and again, at this point, we're assuming that La'achar Zman means after the four Amis were built. And the Gemara says, if the Tzvi was La'achar Zman, and the Nitva is claiming that he paid you La'achar Zman, then it's posh that the Mishnah will not have to tell us that the Nitva is Nemon. And also, cannot possibly be talking about a case where the Tzvi was Teich Zman, and he's claiming that he paid Teich Zman, then the din would be according to Reish Lakish that he's not Nemon. Akarcha Gemara says that case has to be that the Tfi was La'achar Zman and his Taina of Pirayin was a Pedu Teich Zman, and the reason why he would be Neman is with the Migu. That's a right to the Shaila that a Migu of Malik the Shakar over here would be Neman Keneged the Chazaka. And this Gemara answers Shani Hacha de Kol Sofa V'Sofra Zimnihu. Really, the case is Shimon is Tainaing that a Pedu before the four Amis were complete, but it's not considered a Taina of Pirayin Teich Zman. Even Reish Lakish would be Maskim over here because once a Sofa is finished, it's considered La'achar Zman. Then the Gemara tries to bring a right from the next case of the Mishnah, that more than down Amos, if it's Samach like Koysel Acher, it's Becheskas Sheloi Nosan, Ach Yovi Raya Shel Nosan. And here again, the Gemara asks, if the Tzvi was La'achar Zman, and the Taina of Piroin was that he paid you La'achar Zman, why shouldn't he be Neman? El Maya Karcha, the case is the Taina of Piroin was that he paid you Teich Zman, and the Gemara says, this would be a right that Amigu does not help over here, since it's La'achar Zman, and you should have Amigu, I could have said that he paid you La'achar Zman. It's right that the Migu does not help Keneged the Chazaka. Here again, the Gemara answers, Shani Hacha de Omar mi Yemer de Mechayvi li Rabbanon. Really, the case is talking about that he claimed he paid La'achar Zman. Still, the din is that he's not Nemon because of this Svara of mi Yemer. Now, Toysov in Dibur Maschov Omrla, he points out, really, the Gemara could have answered that the case is talking about that it's still Teich Zman, and the Mishnah Gufa will be telling us, like Reish Lakish, that when the Tviya is Teich Zman and he's claiming that he was Pariah Teich Zman, he's not Nemon. Or alternatively, you could be talking about a case of Yema de Mishlam Zimnei. Enoch Nami, if he would say that he paid you today, he would be Neman. However, he's claiming that he paid you Teich Zmanoi. And you know, he has a Migu L'Cher, he could have said he paid you today. However, as Taisus said earlier, here it's Pasha to the Gemara that a Migu would not help. The whole style of Migu B'Mokam Chazaka is only in a case, right now it's La'achar Zman, and he has a Migu, he could have said he paid La'achar Zman. If it's Yema de Mishlam Zimnei, then Taisus explains, a Migu would not help because it's a Migu de Ha'aza. So on this, Taisa says, Enoch Nami, really the Gemara could have answered Reish Lakish this way, that it's talking about Yema de Mishlam Zimnei or Teich Zman. However, the Gemara at the same time wanted to say that this is not a Kasha on Abaye and Rava, if the case will be talking about Teich Zmanoi or Yema de Mishlam Zimnei, and he's claiming that he paid Teich Zman, according to Abaye and Rava, he should be Neman. They hold that Ovid Inish departed Begav Zimnei. The Gemara wanted to answer at the same time that this is not a Kasha on Abaye and Rava, because Shani Hochad Amar Miyema de Mechayvi Li Rabbanon. Therefore, in this case, even if it's La'achar Zman, he wouldn't be Neman. Since the Chiyuv over here is not so clear,
he wouldn't have paid until the Rabbanim were actually mechayiv him. Now the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara tries to bring a different raya to this shaylo of migu b'makam chazaka. The Gemara brings a braisa, manili b'yodcha amr lehin, l'machar amr le'tneili, im amr nesativ l'cha potar, in l'cha b'yodi chayiv. The Gemara understands, what is the chilik between amr le'nesativ l'cha and amr le'in l'cha b'yodi? The Gemara thought that nesativ l'cha means that I paid you bizman, and in l'cha b'yodi means I paid you teich zman. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that amigu does not help. Since over here, if he would have claimed that I paid you la'achas man, he would have been neman. So even if he's claimed that I paid you teich zman, he should be neman with the migu. On this, the Gemara answers no, that when the Braisa says ein l'cha b'yodi, it doesn't mean parati b'teich zman, rather it means lehayu dvar ma'ilam, and he's not neman because he already was moided previously that he did borrow the money. And the Gemara concludes, kol ha'imer le'lavisi, ka'imer le'parati dami. Once in the end, he's claiming that I didn't even borrow the money, so it's considered a haidah that he didn't pay back the money. Now, Toysov, in Dibur Maskel Kol Imar, he asks Akasha, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and that is, why does the Gemara have to mention this point, Kol Imar Loi Lavisi, Kol Imar Loi Parati Dami? Toysov says, Bishlama, we find this concept in the Gemara Shvuis. Over there, the case is talking about, Ruvain says to Shimon, Manerli B'Yodcha, and Shimon says back, Loi Hayu Dvar Ma'ilam, I never borrowed any money. And then later, Edom came along and said, we saw Shimon did borrow the money from Ruvain, however, we also saw that Shimon repaid the halva. The Gemara says, in this case, the din is that Shimon is still mechuyev to pay back Ruvain. Why? Because of this klal, kol ha'imer lo levisi, kol ha'imer lo parati dami. Since Shimon said, lo yhar dvarim ba'ilam, I never borrowed the money, we understand that to be a haidah, that he didn't pay back the money. A person who didn't borrow money doesn't pay back any money. Therefore, even though we have Edom who say that he did pay back the money, since Shimon's own haidah goes against the Edom, the din is that Shimon is mechuyev. In other words, we have Edus on the Halva, so therefore we don't believe Shimon that he didn't borrow the money. And we also don't believe the Edim who say that he paid back the money, because Shimon himself was made that he didn't pay back. And Taisa says, Bishma, we understand in that case why we have to come onto the cloud of Kala Imr Loi Lavisi, Ka Imr Loi Parati Dami. Because in that case, there's Edus on the Pirain, and therefore we have to be Mechadish, even though there is Edus, but when Shimon said, Loi Hayud Varma Ilam, that's a Haidah that there was no Pirain, therefore we don't accept the Edus on the Pirain. However, in this case, Taisus asks, why do we have to come onto the klal of kala imer loy levisi, kala imer loy parati? Shimon himself is never claiming that he paid back the loan. We also don't have any edus on the pirayin. So why can't the Gemara just say simply that in this case, since originally Shimon was meida in front of Edom that he did borrow the money, so later on, the next day, when he claims that lo yayud var ma'ilam, he no longer has nemonis, why do you have to come onto this klal of kala imer loy levisi, kala imer loy parati dummy? He never claimed that he paid back the halva. On this, Taisus answers, Eimeri, the Gemara adds this line of Kol Ha'imer Loi Lavisi, Kol Ha'imer Loi Parati Dami to explain that if the Leva later on tells us that when I said Loi Lavisi, I didn't mean actually that I never borrowed the money, rather it's as if I didn't borrow the money because I paid back, he tries to answer up his words that what I really meant to say is that I paid back the halva. And this, the Gemara says that no, once he says Loi Lavisi, it's as if he's telling us beferish that he did not pay back the halva. He can't try to answer that Loi Lavisi means Parati. Now from Medayik and Taisis we see that Taisus is mashmer, the only tzad that the Leva would be believed to say that I paid back the loan, is if he tries to be mitaritz dvarav, try to answer up that what he said originally, loy levisi, what he meant to say is loy levisi ki'ilu loy levisi lefisha parati. It's as if I didn't borrow the money because I paid back the money. And that the Gemara is telling us, kamashmer that he cannot say this, because when he says loy levisi, it's as if he said mefuish loy parati. Taisus is mashmer that without being mitaritz dvarav, trying to fix up his previous words, he definitely would not be believed to say anymore Loi Parati once he already claimed Loi Lavisi. In other words, if he says Loi Lavisi and Bezdin tells him that he's not Neman, because we have Edus that the day before he already was Meida in front of Edim, that he borrowed the money, therefore he's no longer believed to say I didn't borrow. If after he hears that he says, Eichami, the truth is I did borrow the money, however I paid back, there's Pasha that he would not be believed. The only sad to say that he is believed if he tries to answer his words and say that what I meant all along really was that I paid back. The Rashba and other Yishayim are mavur like this, mefurish, they say clearly, the Rashba originally was bothered by the same kasha Taisus was bothered by. Why does the Gemara over here have to speak out the klal, kala imer loy levisi, ka imer loy parati dami? And at first the Rashba wants to say that in the case where after he hears that he's not neman, to say loy levisi, he changes his taina, and he now wants to say parati, and that the Gemara would say that he's not neman, because kala imer loy levisi, ka imer loy parati dami, we understand that there already was a haidah that he was not pireya.
However, on that, the Rashba asks that in this case, where he just wants to change his taina and say that I admit that I borrowed the money, however, now I'm saying a different taina that he paid back the money. Here, the Rashba says you wouldn't have to come on to the fact that there was a haidah, you wouldn't have to come on to kala imr le levisi, kala imr le parati dummy, that he was maida that he didn't pay back the halva. Here, even without that, he would now be believed. The Rashba says because he's a huchsik kafran, he's already established to be a liar. He originally claimed that he didn't borrow the money, and we have Edim who saw him being maida that he did borrow the money. Once he's a huchsik kafran, he lost his namanas over here. He can no longer claim parati, even without the fact that he was maida that he didn't pay back. In other words, even without kala imr le levisi, kala imr le parati dummy, you wouldn't have to come on to that. He's a huchsik kafran. And therefore the Rashba says, you have to say, the reason why the Gemara needed kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, is for one of two cases. Either in the case where Edom actually came later on, similar to the Gemara in Shavuos, which Tosfos quoted, if Edom would come later on and say that we saw that he borrowed the money, however he paid back, so without the kala of kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, he would be potter based on the Edus that there was a pirayin over here. However, now that we say kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, even though Edom say that they saw he paid back, still then he'll be he's mechuyev because he himself was made that he did not pay back. Or alternatively, the Rashba says, al derech that which Tosfos says by us, that without the klal of kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, he could have tried to be metaris dvarav and stop his previous words that when I said originally le'levisi, I didn't mean that I actually didn't borrow the money. Rather, what I meant was that I borrowed it, but I paid back. And that the Gemara says, kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, we look at it as if he was made that he did not pay back, and he cannot try to answer his previous words. Now the Rashba then continues, and he brings b'shem the Yesh Mefarshim, which is actually found in Rabbeinu Yoina, a different teretz to this kasha. Why do you have to come on to kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy? He said it would be necessary in a case where this taina, where he claims le'hoi dvarim ba'ilam, that taina was said out of Beis Din. As Rabbeinu Yoina explains, that if a person is outside of Beis Din, he could say that I didn't say all of my full tainas, only when I'm in front of Beis Din I say exactly the taina. And therefore he could tell us that the reason why I said le'hoi dvarim ba'ilam is because I knew I didn't owe him the money, I knew that I paid him back, and that's why I said that I never borrowed the money, but the truth is I really did borrow the money, but I paid back. In other words, one would say that in this case, there is no din that he becomes a huchsik kafrin and can no longer claim parati. Kamashmon, that's what the Gemara says, kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, we consider it to be a haidah that there was a pirayin. If a person says, I didn't borrow the money, it's like he's telling us that I didn't pay back, therefore he cannot change his taina and say later on that parati. Now the reason Nachmanim are bothered, what exactly is this svar over here? The same way that outside of Beis Din, a person can claim, I didn't say my real tainas, and for that reason the Rishonim say he's not going to be considered a huchzik kafrin when he claims, L'hoi yedvar ma'ilam. We have Edus that say that he was made, that he did borrow the money. If so, for the same reason, why should we consider it a haidah? How can we say, kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy? Since this was said outside of Beis Din, how can we take it as a haidah that he never paid back the loan? So in the Shir of Reb Shmuel, from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, he has Nerichos on this Indian over here, and in Ois Kuf Lamites, he discusses the Rishonim, and he wants to say that this Nidan is dependent on the Shuvas Rabbi Kveger. Reb Kveger in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Memtes, discusses what exactly is the Svara of kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, and Reb Kveger has two tzadim. One side is that this is a raya mitoicha hoichacha. It's not considered a direct haidah. We don't look at it as if he said him at first, I didn't pay back. And since his whole claim was that he didn't borrow the money, so now we understand that if he would have paid, he would have said a different taina. From that which he said, lo levisi, and not parati, that could be considered a raya. It's considered like a haidah that he's made that he did not pay back. However, Gregor says we could also understand it differently. Kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati is considered a direct haidah that he didn't pay back, because when a person doesn't borrow the money, he wouldn't pay back the money. Therefore, by saying le'levisi, it's a direct admission that he did not pay back the money. These are the two tzadim of Kveger. Is it considered a direct haidah, or is it just like it's just a raya mitoich dvarov that he didn't pay back the money? And Shmuel suggests that this svar of Lushenim is telling the two tzadim of Kveger. If we understand that the reason why kala imr le'levisi, kala imr le'parati dummy, the pshat is because since his taina was le'levisi, we can be mechiyach from that, from the fact that he chose that taina and didn't say parati, that's a raya to us that he didn't pay back the loan. If so, then what would the Rishonim mean to answer over here? The same way that a taina chutz mi Beis Din is not huchse kafrin, because he can claim that he doesn't divulge all of his tainas only when he's in front of Beis Din. If so, how could you build a haidah So now if you said Lelevisi and did not say Parati, you can claim that the reason why I didn't say Parati is because I didn't divulge my full tainas since I was outside of Beis Din. If however we'll understand like the other tzad of Rabbi Kiveger, that Lelevisi Kaimer Leparati Dami is a direct haidah by telling us I didn't borrow money, that's considered as if he's admitting Mefurish that I did not pay back the money. If so, we can understand, Rav Shmuel says, that even though a taina outside of Beis Din cannot be used to make him into a Huchzik Kafrin, as Rav Shainim explained, because a person can tell us, I didn't say my real tainas since I was not in front of Beis Din. However, we do know that a Haidah outside of Beis Din is considered a Haidah. If he would have been Moideh Beferish in front of two Edim, that I did not pay back this loan, it definitely would be a valid Haidah. If so, here as well, when he's claiming Leilavisi, on the side that that's considered a direct Haidah, the fact that it's not in front of Beis Din makes no difference. Even when a person is not in front of Beis Din, he would not have been moided that he didn't pay back the money if he actually did. This is how Rav Shmuel explains the Lashon of the Rashba. His Lashon is, Itzchecheicha detoin shloi beBeis Din lehoyu dvar ma'ilam, v'shem da'ovid inish d'loi megalat ha'nosei elo bebedino, kamash malon da'hidah mitoich kfiro, ha'idah alimtahi, uko'imer b'taynes vaday loi parati dami. The kamash malon of the Gemara, Kalaimer Lelevisi, Kalaimer Leparati Dami, the Gemara is telling us that a Haidah Mitoich Kfira is a Haidah Alimta, it's a strong Haidah. In other words, it's a straightforward Haidah. He means to be saying clearly that he did not pay back the money. Therefore, even if it's outside of Beis Din, once he's made that he did not pay back, he cannot later on claim that he did. Now we'll continue on towards the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about different types of Cheskas Tashmishim, where Reuven has a Chazakah that he's been using something which belongs to Shimon. For example, he's leaning his beams on Shimon's wall, or his water is dripping into Shimon's rishus. The Gemara discusses when we say that a chazaka for one type of ishtamshus is also considered a chazaka for another type of ishtamshus. We won't be ma'ach too much about this sugya, because this is discussed in Parakhaskas Habatim. However, we will mention Rashi over here. This is a Hagoin Rashi, which is quoted by Shem Taisvis. This is the sheet of the Rashbam. Taisvis on Omer Beis over here. Dibur Maschal v'Chavre, he brings this B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. And later on in the Masecht, on Daf Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph, on the Mishnah, the Rashbam says this as well. And there are two Chedushim which the Rashbam says, and as we'll see, both of them are not so posher, there are Rishonim who argue on them. The first Chedush that the Rashbam says is that the Chazakah that we're talking over here is not a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. For example, in this case of Achsik Luhurdi, Achsik Lekshuri, it doesn't have to be that for 3 years he was leaning his beams on the other person's wall. As the Rashbam says, if it's mishtamish b'shor chaveroi, b'shor achas mishtamish b'fonov b'shoisik, havi chazaka. If he puts his beams on the other person's wall in front of the other person, he sees that the other person is leaning his beams on his wall and he's quiet, then immediately it's a chazaka. That which we find that you need a chazaka of gimel shonim is only by cheskas karka, where we know the field originally belonged to Reuven, and now Shimon's in Reuven's field, and Shimon claims that he bought it, so there Shimon has to be there 3 years in order to have a chazaka. However, by cheskas tashmishim, as long as he used it in front of the other person, and the other person was not moicha, then immediately it's a chazaka. That's the first chiddush of the Rashbam, and secondly he says that these chazakas which we're talking about, these cheskas tashmishim, also require a taina. A taina means it's not enough if he says that I put my beams on your wall and you weren't moicha. That's the right that you are Meichel and you allowed me to keep my beams on your wall. And there has to be that Reuven, whose beams are leaning on Shimon's wall, Reuven has a taina that you sold me the schus to leave my beams on your wall, or you gave it to me as a matana, this schus, and we made a kinyan. If Reuven is just claiming that you are Meichel, that's not enough of a taina. This clearly is the din by Cheskas Gimel Shonim in Perek Cheskas Habatim, nor to have a chazaka of Gimel Shonim on someone else's karka. If we know that this karka once belonged to Reuven, now Shimon is sitting on the karka for 3 years, the only way that's considered a good chazaka and will allow Shimon to keep it is if Shimon has a taina that you sold the karka to me or you gave it to me matana. But that's partial that if Shimon says, I sat on here 3 years and you weren't moicha, therefore it's mine, but Shimon's not claiming that I actually bought it or that you gave it to me, just the fact that he sat there 3 years, that's not a reason why he would get the karka. Here as well, the Rashbam says, the one who's making the chazaka to be mishtamish b'shor chaveroi, he has to have a taina. He can't simply say that you allowed me to do this until now. That would not give him a schus to continue doing so. But as we said, both of these points are not muskim, they're not agreed upon by all Rishonim. The guy with the first point, that which the Rashbam says, that the chazaka is immediately, it's even before 3 years, both the Rosh and Rabbi Yoina over here say, not like this,
They explain that this chazaka also requires cheskas gimel shanim. And Ben Yonah's mevur, the pshat is that since the machzak needs a taina, the gap of the second chiddush of the Rashbam, or Ben Yonah's meide, he can't simply say that you allowed me to keep my beams here. He has to be claiming that you sold me this chos, or you gave it to me as a matana. And Ben Yonah understands that a shtar would be written in this case. If Reuven buys the schus to shtamshus to keep his beams on Shimon's wall, then they would write a shtar. And the klal is, as we'll learn in Parchas Kasabatim, that any type of kinyan which bederach klal a shtar is written, so even if Reuven is there for 3 years, but Shimon can tell him, where is the shtar that shows that you bought this piece of karka? After 3 years, a person no longer watches his shtar, he's not careful to keep it anymore. For this reason, a chazaka and karka requires gimel shanim, because only after gimel shanim is there no longer a taina, why don't you have the shtar? Rabbi Yonah's before, this is a pshat over here as well. Here also you would write a shtar, and therefore this chazaka of being mishtamish b'shar chaveri also needs 3 years, because before 3 years there would be a taina. According to your claim that you bought the schus to keep your beams on my wall, where is the shtar which would have been written at the time? For this reason, Rabbi Yonah holds that our type of chazaka also requires 3 years. And b'das Rashbam, the Pasha says that the explanation will be, and this is how the Torah in Chesh Mishpat Simon Kuf Nun Gimel explains the Rashbam, that this type of Hishtamshus is something which people usually would not write a shtar on, therefore there is no tain of Achvi Shtarcha, where is your shtar? Any type of Hishtamshus where it's normal to make the kinyan without a shtar, there the Chazaka would work right away. Now as far as the second Nakuda in the Rashbam, that here as well you need a Chazaka Shiesh Imaitaina, you cannot simply say that you allowed me to keep my beams on your wall. Here again, a number of Rishonim argue on this. Tosis later on in the Masechta on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, in Divar Maskel V'Hachziku Lahu, he brings B'Shem the Rivam, who argues on this, and he says, over here you don't need a Chazaka Sheishi Maitaina. He explains over there that when you're coming to be Machzik only in Ishtamshus, you're not coming to be Machzik in the Guf HaKarka, here it's enough to say that you use this Ishtamshus without the other person being Meiche, that will be enough for to be considered a Mechila. To get a karka which was not yours, you can't simply live in it for 3 years and claim that now it's yours because the original owner was not moicha. There's no such thing as being moichel karka. The only way it could transfer ownership is if it's sold or given over as a matana. Ownership cannot be transferred by mechila. But we still have to understand, according to this shita, if it's only mechila, not the pshat that Reuven owns a chelik in Shimon's wall, a chelik which allows him to keep his beams there, either because he bought it from Shimon or because Shimon gave it to him b'matana, if it's only a mechila and that means that it's entirely Shimon's wall, just Shimon allows Reuven to keep his beams there, why can't Shimon decide to change his mind at any point that he wants and say that I no longer allow you to keep your beams on my wall? So this is a point which still needs hesber, but I'll go upon it for now. Be'ikr, we're just pointing out from the Rashbam, which Rashi quotes, two important points. Firstly, that this cheskas tashmishim does not need 3 years, and secondly, that it needs a taina. I'll just mention one more point, that the Rashbam brought a raya to what he was saying. This chazaka is miyad, you don't need gimel shonim, from the Gemara in Omid Beis. The case of Kshur de Metalalto, beams that are put on for shade, and the Rashbam understands the Gemara over there is discussing the same point. From when do we say that there's a cheskas tashmishim, the fact that the owner of the wall was quiet, that's a raya, that the other person either bought or received matana or the schus to keep his beams on his friend's wall. And the Mavdar says that if it's Chavri Betino, once he attaches the beams with cement, then it's a Chazaka Miyad. If he didn't attach them, so as Rashi over there explains, the owner of the wall would not be Makbid, it's not a Raya that the other person bought the Schus. Once ready, they're attached with cement, it shows that he intends to keep them there long term. If the owner of the wall was not Moicha, then already it would be a Raya. And the Shbam brings a Raya from here that you don't need Cheskas Gimel Shonim. As long as the Shtamshus was done in a way which should have provoked a Macha, and the Maaseh there was no Macha, therefore the Chazaka works immediately. Now if we take a look at Amar Beis and Dibur Maskel Haikshur de Metalalto, Rabbi Yotam over there says a different Pshat in the Gemara, and the Rosh and Simon Yadawah learns Al Derech Rabbi Yotam, and from the Rosh we see that the reason why he learns this way is because he was bothered by this Kasha of the Rashbam. How can we say, Chavra Bitina La'alter Havi Chazaka, L'cha you need a Cheskas Gemol Shanim? For this reason, Rabbi Yotam and the Rosh understand that the Gemara Omer Beis, the case of Kshur Metalalto, is not discussing the same Nidain as the Sugya Omer Aleph. At what point is it considered a Chazaka to prove that there was a Kenyan, that there must have been a Matana or a Mechira? And the Gemara on the base is referring to the Nidan in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that higher than Daan Amos is Becheskas Shaloi Nosan, Ach Yavirai Shanosan. And that the Gemara over here on the base, Ravina is telling us that by Akshur de Metalalto, if for example, Reuven built the wall higher than 4 Amos and Shimon did not want to be Mitzarif, however, at a later point, Shimon was Samachloi Kaisal Acher, at that point, he is Mechayv to pay for the height above 4 Amos. However, as the Mishnah says, it's Becheskas Shaloi Nosan, Ach Yavirai Shanosan. And on this, Ravina is telling us that if already Shimon put his beams across for the purpose of shade, and they were there for 30 days already, now it's Becheskas Shenosan. What is the Hezber to this din? So in the Ktais HaChoshen, in Simon Kufnun Gimel, Sifkot and Daud, he explains this Taisis, and he says, what is the pshat in the Mishnah that above a 4 Amos it's Becheskas Shaloi Nosan, even after Shimon put a wall connected to the wall of Reuven, the din is that it's Becheskas he didn't pay for his chelik in Reuven's wall. The Gemara explains because he says to himself, Mi yemer de mechayvi li rabbanon. And this explains that Rabbeinu Tam learns, B'das Ravina, after Shimon puts beams across for shade, and the beams are there ready for 30 days, then it's clear to a person that he's being neneh from Reuven's wall, and there's no tzad that he's going to be potter. He knows already that he has to be mishtatif with Reuven's wall, and there's no longer a svar of Mi yemer de mechayvi li rabbanon. And in the next case as well, the case of Chivrei Betino, where Shimon attached these beams with cement, is no longer a svar of Miyemer de Mechaver de Rabbanon. Anyone knows that once Shimon is being nenner from the wall of Reuven, and he's doing it in a way which is clearly not temporary, now already he's Mechiv to pay for the chelik of Reuven's wall, which is above 4 Amos. Everyone knows this din. Therefore, from this point, the din of the Mishnah, that is Becheskas Shaloi Nosan, no longer applies. Now, I'll continue on. Behemshech, the Gemara brings the din of Abayo. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidi rishus harabim. Ze oisem maikol l'chatzi gagoy, v'ze oisem maikol l'chatzi gagoy, ze shloi k'neged ze u'ma'adif. The Gemara explains, why did Rabbi talk about a case where there's a rishus harabim between the two houses, and not a case where there's a rishus hayochid? The Gemara explains, there's an added chiddush by rishus harabim. One would have thought that in that case there's no tefiyah of hezek riyah, k'mashmu that there is, for a number of reasons, as the Gemara says, reasons why there's more of hezek riyah between the two gagais than there are from the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Now further on down the Amud, the Gemara brings a member from Reb Nachman Omar Shmuel, Gag HaSomach L'Chotzer Chaveiroi Oysi Lo Yimayke Gavoya Daor Amos. If there's a gag which is adjacent to someone else's Chotzer, so the Baal Gag has to make a wall of 4 Amos. This is Bevur and the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, and what the Baisa means to say is the Baal HaGag, he's the one who has to make the wall. The other way around, the Baal Chotzer is not Mechuyiv to make a wall for the Baal HaGag, because there is no Hezek Riyah when the Baal Chotzer looks to the Gag. It's only the other way around when the Baal Gag sees into the Chotzer. Then Shmuel continues and he says, Avo ben Gag le Gag loy, between two Gagois there is no Chiyuv to build a wall because there is no Hezek Riyah. Now Tosfos over here, Diva Maschel b'shnei tzidi rishus harabim, and the Rishonim as well, they're bothered, what is the chilik between the case of shnei batim b'shnei tzidi rishus harabim? Abaye is mavur that there is a Hezek Riyah from the two gagois. Why is it different than the din of Reb Nachman Omar Shmuel? So Tosfos says the teres b'shem neri dafka b'shnei tzidi rishus harabim she'ena echer magish b'chaviroi kesh'ayla b'gagoi she'yizor mimenu medaminam b'somach avu b'gag l'gagloi. The re answers this stira by saying that dafka in a case where there's the two gagim are not next to each other, the others hezek riyah because they don't know when each other are there. Hashenkin, if the two gagim are right next to each other, they know when the other person is there. There is no Hezek Riyah. Now this Svar of Tosfos is similar to that which we find earlier on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there asks, according to the Manamer, Hezek Riyah Loishmei Hezek, what is the shot that by a Gag and a Chotzer next to each other, the Baal Gag has to build a wall because of Hezek Riyah? The Gemara answers that even if you hold Hezek Riyah Loishmei Hezek, but by a Gag next to a Chotzer, there the din is that it is Shmei Hezek. As the Gemara explains, Shani Hosom the Amrlei Baal Chotzer LeBaal HaGag Lididi kviya li tashmishi. Lididech loy kviya lecho tashmishtech. V'lo yadana b'hayi inna sliko v'osis ditztan minoch. Since I'm usually in the chotzer and you are usually not on your gag, I don't know when to expect you, and if I'm not able to hide from you, meaning I'm not able to make sure that I don't do dvarim shebetzino at times when you want to come onto your roof. Now the svar over there, as Rashi is mevur at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, that's the svar dafka b'gag hasomach lechotzer. By two chaseres which are next to each other, you don't have this svara. Neither one will do dvarim shebetzino because he knows
that the other person, the other Bala Chatzar, comes into his Chatzar very often. Therefore, since neither one does the Varm Shem Betzino, the Hezekri is not as bad. That's the Pshat Ran Omar, the Hezekri Aloishme Hezek, that Batu Chatzaris adjacent to each other, there is no din to build a wall. By Shenkin, by Gaka Samach Chatzar, there is a Chiv to build a wall. If so, according to my number, Hezekri Yashme Hezek, Batu Chatzaris, the din is they are Mechiv to build a wall. Even though they are able to hide from each other, that's not enough. Since each one has the right to do whatever he wants in his chatzar, he has the right to have privacy, therefore they can force each other to build a wall. Even though you don't have this svara, that one of them might be doing a davar shebetzino, and his friend might show up unexpectedly. If so, the kasha is, the same way by two chaseris are mechuyif to build a wall because of the hezekriya, by two gagos as well, once you see already in Ersiga that there is a concept of hezekriya even by a gag, there are certain things which people want to do on their gag, where they don't want other people watching them. So what does Taisus mean to say over here, to be mechalik between a case of being gag legag, where the two roofs are right near each other, as opposed to the case where there's a Rishus Rabim in between? As Taisus explains that when there's a Rishus Rabim, they're not right near each other, therefore they're not able to be nizar from each other. Mashenkin, if the two gagas are right next to each other, they can be nizar from each other. The kasha is that since we hold Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, even if they are able to be nizar from each other, but just the fact that each one's not able to do what he wants in his half, he doesn't have his privacy, that should be mechayev them to build a wall, just like by the case of two chaseiros. So if we take a look in the Rashba, we see that the truth is, the Rashba himself really answered this kasha. When the Rashba says this teretz of Tosis, when the two gagas are next to each other, they can be nizar from each other, mashenkin if there's a Rishus Ram in between. So the Rashba says that by the two gagas that are next to each other, so if one of them sees the other one is there, he's not going to use it for a davar shebetzino. And he continues and he adds, kivan she'enei tzarech leishtamish bai rak le'itim. Since a person anyways does not use his gag consistently like he does by a chatzar, so he can work out the times, he can make sure to do whatever he has to do on his gag, if it's dvarim shebetzino, when the other person is not on his gag. In other words, the Rashba is answering that by two chatzeres which are next to each other, they're also einei chinami, one of them knows when the other one is there, and theoretically he can make sure to use his chatzar for dvarim shebetzino only when the other Baal Chatzar is not in his Chatzar. However, a Chatzar is used on a consistent basis, therefore we cannot tell the Baal Chatzar to wait, only use it when the other person is not around. A shenking by a gag which is used only occasionally, there it's not considered a hezek if we tell one Baal Hagag only to use it for Dvarim Shebetzino when the other Baal Hagag is not on his roof, as long as there's no chash that he may be using his gag and not realize the other person is on his gag, like by the case of the Rishus Ram in between. But as long as he knows when the other person is there, he does have the option of making sure to only use his gag for Dvarim Shebetzino when the other person is not on his gag. This is how the Rashba is mevor, and l'cher, this is what we have to say b'das Tosis as well. Now continue on, and we'll discuss another point. Now which Abaye said, Shnei batim b'shnei tzidi rishus rabim, ze oisem maike l'chatzi gagoy, v'ze oisem maike l'chatzi gagoy, ze shalike neged ze uma adif. The Hemshach Lugmar asks, this din is pshita, and the Gemara answers, le'tzricha dekodim charminai v'ovar, Ma'u de tema namely idoch shkoil uzinko of avdias kule, kamash blonde omele at my time le avdis, mishum de mister ashisoch, and on nami mister le ashisoi. There will be a half minute to say that if one of them already went ahead and built half on his roof, the other one can tell him, build the second half as well on your roof, and I'll pay you for the expenses. Kamash blonde, the one who built half already can tell him, the same way you don't want it on your roof because it weighs down on the building, so too I don't want it all on my roof because it weighs down in my house. So Rashi over here does not explain too much what exactly is the Havmin over here. The one could tell the other one the whole thing should be on your roof. However, Taisis does explain this, and Rashi also brings a Hagah b'shem Taisis. And as we'll see, there seems to be a difference between the Taisis that we have and the Taisis that Rashi brings. We'll start with the Taisis in Dibur Maschal Ma'od Etema. He's bothered by the Kasha, Heichi Yavisal Kadaitach, the Masi Lameim Rei Hachi, Otum Mishum Dekodam Zeva Osa, Hura Koichoi, Yochog L'doichoi Zeh Lassis Kola Koisel. Just because one of them went ahead and did first what he was supposed to do, he built half of the kaisel on his roof, is that a reason why the other one could force him to build the rest of the kaisel as well? And this Taisus answers, V'yesh Leimer, Taisus Mechadish Adin, that if neither one started building yet, one of them could go over to the other one and say, instead of each one of us building half of the wall on his roof, one of us should build the whole thing. I'll have to give his friend the choice, and I'll tell him, either take the expenses for half of the wall and you build the whole thing on your roof, or the opposite, I'll build the whole thing on my roof and you'll pay me for half of the expenses. But one of them can force the other one to do one of these two options as opposed to each one building half on his roof, because he could tell him this way we'll profit, we'll gain, Because if each one builds half of the wall on his roof, each one's going to have to do a little bit extra, as it says, you have to be mad if it's all built on one roof, you save that extra hadofa. And therefore, Taisa says, since this is the din, so there'll be a havmina that if one of them went ahead and built already half on his roof, the other one can tell him that we really should have decided beforehand one of them should build the whole thing. Since you took away the option of me building the whole thing, now you have to build the whole thing. So take half of the expenses and build the rest of the wall on your roof. This is the havmina of the Gemara. And that the Gemara says it's not a good taina. As the Gemara explains, Kamashmal and the Amrle at my time of Avdis, Mishum the Mr. Ashisach, and now Nami Mr. Ashisai. And Taisus explains what the taina is, that one can tell the other one, the one already started building, can tell the other person, the reason why you didn't come beforehand with this offer is because you don't want it all on your roof. You know that it weighs down on your house. I also don't want it on my roof. So what comes out from Taisus is that Be'etzem, the din is true, that if Reuven would come beforehand to Shimon and say, let's build it all together, and Reuven would give Shimon the option, either I'll build the whole thing on my roof or you build the whole thing on your roof, Enechami, the din is that in that case, Reuven will be able to force Shimon that one of them should build the whole thing by himself. However, once Shimon already started and he built half, now Reuven is no longer giving him the two options that either I'll build the whole thing on my roof or you build the whole thing on your roof. He cannot force Shimon to build the rest of it on Shimon's roof. Now, if we take a look at the Haggah, which Rashi brings B'Shem Taisvis, he says a little bit different. He explains that if neither one started building yet, then the din would be either Be'ezin tells them each one should build half of the wall, or if one of them is willing to build the whole thing on his gag, so he'll build it on his gag, and the other one will pay him not only for half of the expenses, but also for the hefzid of the weakening of his house. However, now that one of them started building, the other one can tell him, really, I would have been willing to build the whole thing on my gag. Now that you started building, I don't want to have to build the second half on my roof. And Rashi explains his taina is, he doesn't want to build only half a wall, because half a wall, tricheli lechazer achar poyalim b'shvil dover mu'it, it's a tercho, it's hard to get workers to come for a small amount of work, if he does not want to have to build the second half of the wall on his gag. So as we see, there's a shini between Taisus and Nagoy and Rashi, what exactly is the taina of the one who does not want to build the second half on his roof? According to Taisus, the taina is, we could have built it together on one of the roofs and saved the hadafa. According to Rashi, he doesn't want to have to hire poyalim for half of the wall. He would have been willing to build the whole wall on his rishus. And the Chiddush of Nachum over here in Ois Kuf Lamed Ches, he explains that there's really another shina between Rashi and Taisvis. The way Taisvis explains the Gemara, we see in the Kasha of Taisvis, where he asks, "Otum Yishum de Kadam Ze Va'osa Hura Koichev Yachal Ledoich Ze Lasis Kola Koisel." He asks, "How could we suggest that the one who didn't build yet, he could force the other person to finish the whole wall on his gag?" And Taisvis bothered how does that work, and he gives a teretz. However, if we look in Rashi, Divrei Maschil Leitzricha, we see a difference. Rashi explains the cases where one of them went ahead and built a makah b'chatzi gagoy, v'achikach tova es chaveri lasis b'shaloi. Shimon already built his half of the wall, and now he comes to be tavea Reuven. Reuven has to build his half. And that the Gemara says, there's a havmina that Reuven can tell Shimon, once you already built half of the wall on your roof, build the other half as well. And Menachem points out the shina between Rashi and Taisvis, in the way they set up the case over here. Rashi explains that the case is that Shimon, the one who built half of the wall already, he's the Teveya, he's being Teveya Reuven to build his half. And Taisa sets up the case the other way around. The Reuven's the Teveya, he's the one who wants this wall finished, and he goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, you have to build the second half on your gag as well. Taisa is mavur that the half meaning of the Gemara is that Reuven can force Shimon to build the second half as well. In other words, not that he's coming with a p'tur, I don't want to have to build my half. Rather, more than that, he could force Shimon to build the second half. According to Rashi, we're not talking about Reuven forcing Shimon. Rather, the question is, can Shimon force Reuven to build his half? On that, there would be a tzad to say that Reuven has a taina to pater himself. He doesn't want to build half of the wall on his gag. But Einich Nami, there's no tzad to say that he could force Shimon to build the second half. And Rachum explains this fits very well with the difference that we see in Taisvis, how he explains the taina of Reuven, and Nago, which was brought in Rashi, how Dago explains the taina of Reuven. Taisus explains the taina is, it makes sense for one of us to build the whole wall, this way we'll save the hadofa. The Hagah and Rashi brings the taina is, Reuven can say, I don't want to build only half of a wall, it's a tercha for me to find poyalim. And Rachum says this taina, that it's a tercha, would definitely not be a reason why Reuven can force Shimon that he should have to build the whole wall on his gag. Rather, it's only enough for a taina's p'tur. In other words, Reuven can say, I'm fine leaving it the way it is, with your half of the wall, and we won't have really a protection of Hezek Riyah. But for you, Shimon, to force me to build my half, that you can't do, because I have a tainus p'tur. And this Gemara says, "Kamash Malon the Amrlei at my time of Avdis Bishum the Misra Ashrisoch, and not Nami Misra Leashrisoi." Meaning, the reason why you didn't offer in the beginning to build the whole thing on your wall is because you didn't really want it on your house, and not Nami Misra Leashrisoi. I also don't want it on my roof. According to Rashi, the pshat is not that Reuven really was trying to be Mechayev Shimon to build the whole thing on his roof. As we explained with Das Rashi, Reuven is not coming to be Mechayev Shimon. Reuven is just coming with a tainus p'tur to patter himself from the tefiyah of Shimon. What the Gemara means to say is that Shimon can say back to Reuven, the same way you didn't want the whole wall on your gag, I also don't want the whole thing on my gag. And if you're not leaving me with an option to take care of the Hezek Riyo, and Memela Reuven loses his tainus p'tur. So what comes out Lemaisa would be that according to the Mahalach of Taisfis, Be'etzem, before either one started building, one could come to the other one and force him. He could tell him, either I'll build the whole thing on my gag, or you build the whole thing on your gag. That then remains true, even Lemaskano, just the Kamash Malon is that if he didn't say this beforehand, and the other person already began by building his half, so then there no longer is such a taina, and Reuven is mechuyev to build the second half. According to the Shita of Rashi, where we were explaining, if before either one started building, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, either I'll build the whole thing or you'll build the whole thing, if Reuven would say this and Shimon would not agree, Reuven would not be able to be mechayev Shimon based on this taina. It would just be a taina's p'tur. In other words, Reuven can tell Shimon, if you don't agree to this, that one of us should build the whole thing, so you'll build the half on your wall, but you can no longer be mechayev me to build the second half on my wall. And in the Shita of Rashi as well, this remains even the maskana. The Kamash Malon just is that in the case where Reuven didn't say anything beforehand, he waited for Shimon to build his half, and then he comes with a taina's p'tur, then really this taina doesn't work, and he's mechayev to build the other half. This is Negel HaLocha, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Kufn, and Tess, Sif Gimel, they bring like the Shita of Tosfos, that if neither one began building yet, one could go over to the other one and force him, either I'll build the whole thing or you'll build the whole thing. However, as we explained from Reb Nochum, this is true only according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, a tainus p'tur would work. Reuven could tell Shimon, either I build it or you build it, but you cannot force me to pay for my half, but it would not work as a tainah mechayeves to force Shimon either to build the whole thing in his rishos, or to allow Reuven to build the whole thing in Reuven's rishos, and to force Shimon to pay for half of it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.